America weekend.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Oh, it is cold as ice. It's frigid. Makes you want to just curl up under the covers and wake up 3 or 4 months from now. It's called hibernation. But what happens when a bear hibernates? He wakes up, he's 400 pounds. You don't want that. You need to stay fit. And how can we help you stay fit? Very easy. We have Fit in a Minute. Here is Lisa Ritchie.
If cold weather is derailing your fitness goals, try these tips. Dress the part. Start with a t-shirt as a base layer made of wicking material, not cotton. Follow with thermal wear, maybe a layer of fleece, and finally your winter workout jacket. You can remove layers as you start to heat up, and don't forget a hat, gloves, and sunglasses. Be visible. Winter shorter days mean less daylight and decreased visibility. Wear light-colored neon or reflective gear. Avoid the wind. Start your workout heading into the wind so that you'll finish it with it at your back. Choose routes that are cleared of snow and ice, and don't have standing puddles or mud slicks, and wear the right shoes. Warm up before you head out. The shock of the cold will be diminished. Also, try throwing your clothes in the dryer first and slicking on heavy face and body moisturizer and lip balm. Don't push it when the air is just too cold to breathe in. Stay indoors. Frigid air can trigger exercise-induced asthma or frostbite in your lungs. And don't strip down when you get back inside. It's tempting to take off those layers of clothes. Give your body time to adjust. Post-exercise hypothermia is possible. I'm a certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. And as always, Lisa will be back next week. Procrastination. Do you participate in that endeavor? Putting off until tomorrow what you could do today, and then when tomorrow comes, you put it off till next week, and then when next week comes, you put it off to next month, and it never, ever, ever gets done. Well, did you know that practicing procrastination could be a health risk? When life gets busy, it can be so tempting to push off those boring or difficult tasks and take a few minutes to browse Facebook or even watch some TV. But researchers have found that when those Facebook or TV moments add up, they can affect your health in unexpected ways. Constant procrastination can make you more likely to get sick and bring you down, not to mention, of course, that you have work to finish that isn't getting done. Here are some of the unanticipated side effects of constant procrastination and some recommendations from experts to beat the urge to put off unpleasant tasks. The first, getting sick. Constant procrastination causes us a lot of stress. This according to Joseph Ferrari, a psychology professor at DePaul University in Chicago and author of the book, Still Procrastinating, The No Regrets Guide to Getting It Done. It makes us uptight and tense, worrying about whether we can get our work done. Even if we might think we work better under the pressure of an approaching deadline, Ferrari says it is likely that waiting until the last minute just stresses us out. That anxiety can wear down our immune system, Ferrari says, and during these cold winter months, that makes us even more likely to get sick. We're finding nothing positive with this lifestyle. Really. The next, putting off healthy behaviors. When procrastination becomes a way of life, it can make us delay sleeping, exercising, or eating well, says Tim Peichel, a psychology professor at Carleton University in Ottawa, who has researched procrastination extensively. See, he didn't put it off. We might put off going to the doctor if we're not feeling well, or paying our bills, or changing smoke detector batteries. Wait a minute. Remember what was that on Sesame Street? One of the things that just doesn't belong here? There are some big things. Let's see. You're not going to the doctor because you're not feeling well. That's not a good thing. You're not paying your bills. That's not a good thing. Not changing your smoke detector batteries. That's a good idea. They say you're supposed to do it when you turn the clocks back or turn them ahead or whatever. Is there really a comparison? Oh, no. I didn't change that 9-volt battery. Doesn't the thing beep, beep, beep when it's time for you to change it anyway? I'm just saying. Next, relationships suffer. We can let down friends, family, or co-workers when we procrastinate, Peichel says. If we don't get all of our work done in the office, we have to take it home, which gives us less time to spend with our friends or family. Or we might miss deadlines and cause trouble for our bosses. And who would want to do that? All of this adds up to make us feel bad about ourselves and drive us crazy. Or as Peikle says, procrastination brings us down. I think Mr. Peikle, or Dr. Peikle there, gets our Captain Obvious Award this week. The next one, how to stop. That's important. For many of us, ending procrastination is not as easy as simply deciding to get our work done. Ferrari estimates that about 1/4 of the population are chronic procrastinators, meaning procrastination is simply a way of life. And even those who are not chronic procrastinators occasionally delay completing tasks. Luckily, Ferrari and Peikle have recommended some tips to help get you started on your work early. Before we talk about that, what about all of the distractions that we have because of the modern day lifestyle? Think about that thing in your pocket right now. No, not the Tic Tacs. Your smartphone. Look, that is a permanent 24-hour, 7-day-a-week distractor. Think about what's in there. All your social media. Uh-oh. That kid I was friends with back in high school who I haven't seen in 37 years. Let me see what he just had for dinner tonight when he took his kids out for dinner. There's a distraction. There is a reason to procrastinate. Maybe you won't get your work done because... Oh, I have to tweet about that TV show I watched last night. Hashtag no one cares what I have to say. Oh, time to be funny on Twitter again. Uh-oh, no one thinks I'm funny. These are all distractions. The modern-day distractor. The smartphone. Back in the old days, when all you had was your black-and-white TV, and you needed to call someone, you had to find a quarter, and then go find a payphone if you were out. We have built-in procrastination creators right now, and these doctors and psychologists are not addressing that. We are completely distracted by other things. Think about the TV shows you watch. Watch a TV drama. There is no scene that doesn't switch camera angles every 6 or 7 seconds. Why? Because our attention span collectively is down to about 2.5 seconds. So we cannot focus on one task and get something done if it's important. If you've got to watch what happens on Girls on HBO tonight. And while you're watching that show is a reason for a whole other story. Maybe we'll do that next week. Anyway, our world around us is a procrastination enabler. All right, if you're going to try to break out of these habits, though, what do you do? First, the doctors say, recognize our inner 6-year-old. Often people procrastinate because the temptation to do what makes us happy right now overrides the knowledge that getting our work done will make us happier in the long term. Our inner 6-year-old is running the show, says Peikle. We won't feel differently about the task at hand tomorrow. In fact, we will probably feel worse about it. So Peikle recommends we focus on how our future selves will feel if we don't get our work done now. Isn't that a Geico commercial right now? I'm not sure. Take a breath, try to calm down, and just get started on that task. The next one, set specific goals and reward yourself. When you decide to complete a task, set a specific deadline for yourself, Peikle says. Deciding to do some of your laundry over the weekend is too vague to be effective. I guess I'll do the socks and just leave it there. Instead, deciding to do one load of laundry right after breakfast might help. That will hold you accountable to a specific deadline. Wow. When you meet your goal, reward yourself, Ferrari says. Indulge in popcorn and a soda at the movies, or let yourself buy those concert tickets. Wait a minute. Isn't that just procrastinating even more in the future? I don't know. The next one, and isn't this ironic? Turn to social media. There is nothing like Facebook to hold you accountable. Try posting a goal or task to a social media account so your friends can check up on you and make sure you are getting to work, says Ferrari. It also helps if you surround yourself with friends who are doers. We're more likely to do things if we're publicly held accountable. You go on Facebook tomorrow and say, help me. I need to wash my clothes. Can you please check in on me? Private message me if you must. And make sure that my clothes have been properly laundered this weekend because I can't live like this anymore. How many likes will you get for that? How many people will quickly defriend you because of that? I bet a lot. Let's see. Try to think how you will begin the task. Don't think about how difficult the project is or how long your work will take, advises Ferrari. Set small goals on your way to completing the larger task. Focus on getting most, not all, of the task done. Psychologists consider completing 80 to 85% of your goal a success. Even if you don't finish all of your work, you can be proud to finish most of it. So just get started. If we keep waiting to be in the mood to go to the gym or begin our work or do the dishes, we will never get them done, says Peichel. The best thing is if you can just find a way to get started and prime the pump. How about just some basic self-responsibility and maturity, folks? A little of this, a little of that will get things done pretty darn quickly. When there are important things to do, understand why you are doing them. You're doing them for yourself. You're doing them for your family. You're doing them for your self-respect. That's why we all do things that we don't want to do. They just have to get done. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.